Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I am often asked by people if some particular advertisement or commercial they have seen or heard is offering rare coins that are a good deal. Unfortunately, the answer is almost always no. Let me explain why, then tell you how you can protect yourself from falling victim to the really bad deals. I've seen hundreds of commercials and printed ads. From my decades of experience as a dealer in rare coins, I have learned that it is just about impossible to market rare coins to the general public at a fair price and make enough profits to cover the marketing costs. Generally, I have seen four different strategies used by these marketers to try to make money by taking advantage of the public's greed and lack of knowledge of the rare coin market. First, you have companies that are trying to sell rare coins at prices far higher than other sellers are charging. Second, companies try to offer products with a perceived high value, often in a manner that is bordering on outright deception. Third, a company may generally offer a valuable product at a loss leader price, but will only accept orders by telephone. When potential buyers call, they are subject to a high-pressure bait-and-switch sales pitch for products priced much higher than being charged by other dealers. Fourth, I have even seen companies offer a loss leader but only willing to sell one unit at that price. This kind of marketer is accumulating a mailing list that they can sell or rent to other parties. In yesterday's issue of the Lansing State Journal, for instance, there were two sizable print ads offering coins for sale. In one ad, the company was offering to sell U.S. 1/10-ounce gold American Eagles at a retail price below what the U.S. Mint was selling them to their primary distributors, so this is an obvious loss leader. In the ad, the seller refused to identify the gold content of the coins, only making them identifiable by referring to their face value. In the three photographs in the ad, even the dates that appear on the front of the coins had been removed, technically making them pictures of altered coins which would be illegal to own. The big giveaway is that the ad only gives would-be buyers one option to make a purchase, and that is by calling a toll-free telephone number. Many people over the years who have tried to buy these coins by calling the phone number have told me that the order takers simply refused to honor the ad to sell these coins, instead using high-pressure tactics to sell other less attractive coins at prices well above those charged by the company's competitors. The other ad was for a gold-plated 2010 America the Beautiful quarters, offering them for sale at prices that are many times the face value. Here, the mention of the word gold gives the coins a high perceived value. This company simply buys coins at face value, pays a few cents for a microscopically thin layer of gold, then sells the coins at a much higher price. Unfortunately, when people try to sell such gold-plated coins, almost always they trade for face value. When people who have bought rare coins marketed in these ways, they usually suffer losses when they try to cash out. So, what can you do to protect yourself from falling victim to such sales tactics? The most obvious protection is to compare prices with other sources. Call a local or national coin dealer and see what price they would charge you for the exact same coin. Or do an internet search for comparison prices. The good news is that there are loads of fair deals in rare coins. Often the most competitively priced coins appear in ads that dealers send to their existing customers or advertise in rare coin publications where they are scrutinized by collectors knowledgeable about market values. That's it for today. Tune in again next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.